All right, this is be a little bit of a different week for us than we've had this year. The first game against Green Bay, we really didn't have anything really to go on this year. Last week, we spent the week working against New Orleans, so that was great preparation for the game, but certainly not an opportunity that we'll have this week. So, you know, this week will be kind of a chance for us to do some of the regular season type preparation things that we would do in terms of film study, meetings, practicing against ourselves, but preparing for another team, and all the things that go along with that. So it's, I think, an important week for us in terms of starting to develop a little bit of a routine, especially for players that haven't been in this program before, and them to understand what the expectations are, what the routine is, where they should be at various points during the week leading up to the game. And, once again, we'll be playing against a really good football team. Carolina does a lot of things well. Certainly saw well. They played defense last year in the Arizona playoff game. But tough football team, well coached. Ron does a good job on the fundamentals. They're fundamentally sound. They do a lot of things well defensively. Have a strong running game, mobile quarterback, big play passing game. Solid in the kicking game. Big play returner with Ginn. Gano's led the league in touchbacks the last couple of years, so they're strong in every phase of the game. That's why they're a good team, and they have a solid record. They have a lot of good players, and so this will be another good opportunity for our football team to compete against another quality team, quality quarterback on the road. So this is a big week in our preparation for the start of the season, and hopefully we can get as much out of it as we did last week.
Team announced within the last hour the signing of Richie Wayne. I'm curious, what are your thoughts on his career that he's put together to this point?
Yeah, outstanding. I don't think all that's on record. So,
how nice has it been for you just in this, however long you've been sort of talking with him to set this up, just to have those conversations with him, get to know him a little better and actually envision him becoming part of the team? And
I've coached him, in Pro Bowls and, those kind of situations. So, this is obviously different. I mean, we'll see how it goes. But glad we have him. Excited to have him on the team. And I think he can help us. But we'll see. So,
would you say it's accurate, like, that this sort of just came about, or was this something that you had on the radar for some time and just the timing was right to act on it now?
Anytime you sign a player that's not with another team, then it takes two sides there to come together. So that's what happened in this case.
So when you bring in a player like that who's played in one system for a long time, like you said, you have to kind of wait and see in terms of how he'll fit here, but can you tell just from watching him that certain aspects of what he brings to the field would translate?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's played in one system. He's played for one team. I don't think in the last 3 years you've seen him doing a lot of different things. It was primarily on the left when, in the previous offense. But with Tom Moore and all that. But since then, he's done different things. But it doesn't really matter. It's, just like any player, we'll see how things come together when we ask a new player to do what we ask him to do and how he does it and how that develops and so forth. So yeah, I don't really know about any all that. We'll see how it goes.
Bill, how much of a role does Tom play in helping Reggie get up to speed, Tom and Jim?
I don't know. I think every player has to worry about himself. I don't think any players can go do everybody else's job. It's just impossible. So every player's accountable for what he does, and that's what he needs to do. That's what we all need to do.
Thank you.
into the summer with the first round of cuts looming at the end of the week, is there maybe more of an inclination to spend a little extra time with the guys who might be at the back end of the roster just for evaluation's sake to make sure that you got everything right, or is it more just kind of...
We've been doing that since new players or since our roster was up to 90 back in the spring, so that's a constant process. I don't really think that's changed from mid-May until now. It's evolved, but I wouldn't say that, you know, your focus is to try to get some players that, you know, you feel like are core members of your team ready, but also evaluate players you don't know as much about and see what their, if their, you know, opportunity to be on the team or what their role would be if they are on the team. So that's a constant process. It's not, there's a decision point that's now looming that there wasn't in May or, you know, was so far in the distance, but now that decision is there, but I don't think the process really has changed.
You mentioned this will be something like a regular season week in terms of the preparation, but because there are so many guys, you know, twice the number almost, that there will be in the regular season in the locker room, does it make any of the process more difficult, or does it change it just because of the sheer number of people that you have?
No, I don't think it changes. I think it's no different than teaching the playbook to everybody. We teach the scouting report and game plan and preparation and so forth to everyone. You know, we don't know for sure who's gonna be on the team, or some players may not be on it, but then eventually be on it later, however it goes. So whatever they can learn and take in from this week, then that's just better for them. But we teach it all of them. We wouldn't just teach it to some guys and not the others. Everybody will get the opportunity to learn it, to go through it, to experience it, and apply it the best they can this week, but it'll become more important as we go forward. But, you know, we got to start somewhere. So this is where we start. It's not perfect. It's not, I don't think it's, I'm not saying it's great or anything, but it's a starting point, and we'll build from it.
How have you seen Josh Klein adjust to taking some more snaps at center this offseason?
Well, he's done that in the past. He's played center and guard for us in the past, so maybe a few more game reps at center this year, but he's practicing those spots, and Josh's a smart kid. He can handle multiple positions and roles, so I don't think the learning part of it's, you know, that big of a thing for him. Obviously, when you put the ball in a guy's hand, that's different for the center than for the other offensive linemen. So the technique and some of the mechanics and fundamentals of that position are different than the other four. But he adapts to that well.
What kind of development have you seen from James White over the past year?
James has, I think, really had a good camp and a good offseason. I think he's performed well in the opportunities that he's had. He's made yards on his own, made people miss in space, caught the ball well. His blitz pickup's been good. I think, like a lot of our second-year players, he's improved in a lot of ways, you know, from year one to year two, mentally, the overall understanding of our opponents and defenses and things like that is... His off-season training improved, and his fundamentals, position have improved. So I think he's having a good camp. He's doing well. And, again, like a lot of our second-year players, he's shown a great deal of improvement. And he works really hard. I mean, he's a smart kid. He works hard.
Is there any comparisons to perhaps the way Shane Green kind of went about? Because I know in his rookie year, he didn't play too much.
He didn't play hardly at all. Yeah. Yeah, Shane had a hard time getting on the field. But, you know, look, every player is different. Every player's career is different. So I don't, you know, who knows? I mean, that's something we'll look back on at some point, and maybe there's a comparison to be made, maybe there isn't. But, you know, I think right now everybody's just trying to go out and, you know, establish their role and their level of play for this season, and, you know, how that all turns out, you know, it'll be interesting to see.
When you talk to Jordan Richards, I think his passion for football is just very obvious in talking to him. I'm wondering if in the pre-draft process, if that jumped out to you.
Yeah, sure it did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jordan's a really sharp kid. He's, think very, very into football, has a really good understanding of the game. You know, even at the college level, I think he did some things that you don't normally see guys do, kind of, you know, level of sophistication and anticipation and awareness. So that was very impressive, but that definitely came across in speaking with him. And then, of course, once we have him and you're able to spend, you know, time in the classroom, time on the field, back in the classroom, back on the field, you know, you can really see how much he's able to absorb and turn that into, you know, production and functionality on the football field. And it's not just a classroom thing. He can, you know, he's shown the ability to apply it both on defense and in the kicking game, in the running game and in the passing game. So he's, yeah, he has a lot of passion and he works hard and those things are evident, but they're also, you know, showing up in his performance and his production. So it's good.
So when you're deciding whether or not to draft somebody, how much are you looking at, you know, how they come across when they speak to you? Is that a small part of what you're looking at?
I don't know. Everything's a part of it, so it all comes together into one. You know, it's one picture that has a lot of components. I don't know how much is what and how much is something else, but there's so much information, and it comes from a lot of different sources and analyses, and you know, so it, I mean, it's just a huge mosaic of, you know, and it all comes together as one picture. And what's that picture look like? And what value do you put on it? That's really what it is. I couldn't percentage it.
What kind of effort have you seen from James Morris? We saw the hustle play from behind on Saturday night. Is that pretty indicative of?
Yeah, James always, yeah, he plays hard. He gives great effort out there on the field in all situations, defensively in the kicking game. Works hard in practice, prepares hard. You know, he's rehabbed off his injury, you know, from last year. Works hard in the weight room, the training room. He's a, you know, it's a typical Iowa kid. I mean, he's, you know, tough, hardworking, blue collar, dependable, consistent.
Bill, you've had Jarrell Shear here for a while now. What do you see from him now that maybe you didn't know, you know, coming in?
From
Shear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Jabal played in a system that's, you know, there's some definite differences between what he's done and what we do. He's definitely learned and tried hard to, you know, do the things we've asked him to do and adapt to those. You know, some things are probably a little more comfortable than others, but, you know, he's worked hard at it. I mean, he's a quiet kid that doesn't say much, but he goes about his business, you know, shows up every day ready to work, works hard on the field, practices hard, you know, plays hard, is tough, and, you know, tries to do, you know, everything you ask him to do. Again, there's just a degree of difference and newness to, you know, what he had the last 4 years in Cleveland and what we're asking him to do, but that's not, you know, uncommon for a player coming into any new team, really. So, but, you know, I like him. I like the way he goes about his job.
Final question.
We had various players come in at the end of their careers and try to make it. How do you evaluate a guy who might have 1 year left or 2 years left? What goes in that when a guy works out and takes a physical? What goes in that evaluation of a guy who's toward the end of his career?
All right. Yeah, I mean, again, similar to the question we just talked about. It's the, you know, composite of a lot of things. There's no one thing. I couldn't, you know, just put it all together, and it has to work for whoever the other person is, whatever the player is that you're bringing in. And so your situation has to fit the player. The player has to fit your situation, so forth and so on. You evaluate everything, look at your options. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes when the player comes here, it works out, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, we do what we think's best for the team. We do what we feel like will help our team. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. We'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
You go with instinct, you go with completely just what you see.
It's a composite of like so many things. I don't even know where to begin. We know what they all are, how they all factor in. It's, you know, I don't know.
guys.
All right. Thank you.